Community Corner is brought to you by JN Foundation, impacting communities through innovation and inspiring Jamaicans to find a way.
Oh, I know a place we can carry on.
We are now into Community Corner. Welcome, everyone. And in case anyone just joined, welcome to you. So in Community Corner today, we return to the parish of Trelawney. Last week, we had a great conversation with the researcher, Dr. Jenny Gemmott, who did a fantastic job on the parish history project. This week, we hear from an actual parishioner, because Dr. Gemmott told you she was not born in Trelawney. This week, we have a conversation with Mr. Leon Jacob Jackson, who is a teacher of history and physical education. What a combination. Be agile so you can do history. Be fit so you can do history. So he's at the William Nibb High School. And of course, he also writes for the Gleaner, the Jamaica Gleaner. But he will tell us stories about Trelawney today. Just before he does that, just a little bit of context and background on the Parish Histories of Jamaica project. Now, this is a project by the Jamaica National Foundation. The project is a collaboration between JN Foundation and the Department of History and Archaeology at the University of the West Indies Mona Campus. The project has completed 5 parishes to date: Portland, Trelawney, St. Thomas, St. Mary, and St. Catherine. You already heard snippets, summaries from Trelawney, St. Thomas, and St. Mary. Upcoming parishes are St. Elizabeth, and by the end of this year, St. James. But this week, we continue Trelawney, and we asked a son of Trelawney what he thought about the Jamaica National Parish Histories Project. I also asked him where in Trelawney he grew up, what was life like growing up in Trelawney, what are his favorite places in Trelawney apart from the William Nibb High School, what has Trelawney contributed to Jamaica's development in his view, and I asked him a final question. If he were to conduct me on a tour of Trelawney, where would he take me? Which historical sites would he show me? And this is what he said. Let's listen to Mr. Jackson.
The project is a worthwhile one. It provides information which normally is not well known. It is kind of funny that before COVID-19, people would come off cruise ships armed with the books detailing Trelawney and its history and had more knowledge than many people who live here. Leon Jackson was born in Sherwood Content, which is 9 miles south of parish capital, Trelawney. He grew up there, and is proud to say that he went to Waldensia Primary until he left for college in 1970. In the early years, there was no piped water, and most boys, if not all, went to the Lagoon River to get water. Electricity was not available, and everybody studied using the home sweet home kerosene lamp. You ran barefooted and did not feel strange, since this was the order of the day for each child, rich or poor. Falmouth is one of my favorite places. The history surrounding the parish capital, the layout of the streets in grid formation, the buildings with their Georgian architecture, reminding each and every one of the times when the English and their rich landowners occupied the parish. The William Nibb Baptist Church and the manse, St. Peter's Anglican Church, the Presbyterian Church, all made from either red bricks or stones. It makes you wonder, where did all this technology come from? Where did they get that information, that knowledge, to construct these buildings? St. Peter's Anglican was built in 1796 and William the Baptist Church in 1827. Within this period of 30 years, several of these buildings that now stand out in a very outstanding way contributed to the town being declared a national monument in 1996. Then it had the most houses displaying Georgian architecture in the Caribbean. In the early years when sugar was king, there were over 80 sugar factories making many English landowners very rich. Sugar is on its way out. And since 2011, the largest cruise shipping pier in the Caribbean has been operating, along with over 3,000 hotel rooms, provide employment for a wide cross-section of people. The Tour of Trelawny would start in Falmouth, where the streets and their names would be providing you with some really interesting information. That grid formation which I spoke about has a good history behind it. The houses, both rich and small, those which were built by newly freed slaves at Grass Piece in the parish. Then one would take you to South Trelawny, where yam is planted on slopes. You have to see it to believe it. You could not tour Trelawny without experiencing the Cockpit Country Adventure Tours. The flowers, the fauna, the birds, the insects, some of which are found nowhere else in the world. One historical site would be the Persian Water Wheel at Martha Bree. It facilitated pipe water into houses in Falmouth. Trelawny people are proud to say Falmouth had pipe water in houses before New York. And in closing, I must tell you that Trelawny became a parish on its own in 1770. Before that, it was part of the parish of St. James. And Trelawny is the third largest parish in the island, covering over 300 square miles.
Thank you so much, Mr. Leon Jacko Jackson. When we come back, we send out our happy birthday wishes and we take your feedback on the issue of the day. So come forward.
Community Corner was brought to you by JN Foundation, impacting communities through innovation and inspiring Jamaicans to find a way.